Dessler News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Two continuing resolutions to keep the government operating have failed in the Senate today, and both sides are blaming the other for the defeat. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans would be to blame for a shutdown.
Senate Republicans just voted to shut the government down with a partisan bill that gives Donald Trump everything he wants and nothing the American people need.
While Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats are dragging out a process they know will not succeed.
They're trying to use what they think is leverage to get a bunch of stuff done. That's never going to happen. I mean, can you imagine anything in that bill that they sent that we voted down today passing in the Republican House of Representatives? Absolutely not. It's just not serious. They're not being serious.
The new budget year begins on October 1st, increasing prospects for a partial government shutdown on that date. President Trump will meet with China's leader in South Korea next month, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Following a two-hour phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping, the president announced he will meet with Xi in South Korea in late October and will visit China early next year. Writing on his social media platform, the president said Xi would come to the United States at an appropriate time. He also said they made progress on approving a TikTok deal to allow the popular social media app to keep operating in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal officials say hundreds of flights in and out of Dallas were delayed or canceled Friday as equipment issues disrupted one of the nation's busiest airports. The Federal Aviation Administration said it was slowing flights at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport because of a reported local telephone company equipment issue. This is SRN News. Methodist leaders in Africa take a stand.
The UMC Africa College of Bishops meeting in Angola has reaffirmed its commitment to the biblical definition of marriage and all its precepts on human sexuality. The U.S.-based UMC leadership has embraced same-sex marriage and gay ordination. For the moment, the African bishops are remaining in the denomination. However, UMC leaders are floating the idea of a kind of regional autonomy that would allow local authority on questions of doctrine. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Unification Church, a cult with significant power in several Asian nations, is again in the spotlight. The leader of the church has been questioned by investigators over allegations that she bribed the wife of South Korea's jailed former president and a lawmaker to secure business favors. Hak Ja Han, the widow of the church founder Sung Myung Moon, may also be arrested as early as next week. This is SRN News. Still mourning the loss of its co-founder and leader, Turning Point USA looks to the future.
She will carry on her late husband's legacy. Charlie Kirk's widow will take the helm at Turning Point USA. She's the unanimous choice of Turning Point's board of directors. The board releasing a statement that reads in part, "It is our great pride to announce Erica Kirk as a new CEO and chair of the board." The announcement adds that in prior discussions, Charlie expressed to multiple executives that this is what he wanted in the event of his death. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Trump administration has moved to block a Massachusetts offshore wind farm, its latest effort to hobble an industry and technology that President Trump has attacked as ugly and unreliable compared to fossil fuels such as coal and natural gas. More details at SRNnews.com.